There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Nick Rago is here with us.
Hello.
Bearing gifts today. You are so welcome.
Oh, I've eaten mine already.
Cinnamon cookies that are just the essence.
A little bit extra.
Of the season, really. The winter season.
Do you know what's really hilarious is last night I went for a Christmas dinner preview at a restaurant.
Did you?
And it's the middle of October.
Oh, wow. That okay, was that your inspiration?
I made these even before I was going for that, and it was the weirdest sensation ever. But it was good food, so I can't complain.
If you get fed up with the whole Tech Radar being online talking about stuff, going
all
to free events
and everything,
thing,
yes,
all that success stuff, I tell you, there's a career for you. I'm not kidding.
In food?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Ages ago, when I was just finishing my high school, I was actually looking at pursuing a career in food and hospitality. And I remember applying to a very prestigious cooking school in the UK and getting accepted. And then I actually surprised my parents. I was like, hey, listen, I got accepted to this school and this is all details. And they basically looked at me and was like, no, you're going to be an engineer. And that was that was the end of that dream.
That's the end of the conversation.
Would you do it now, though? Would you think? I mean, you've kind of changed course a few times. You've talked about what you've done in your career, and that's fine. But would you think to yourself, I'm young enough and I could do this and I'd be up for the work? Because cooking's hard work, isn't it?
It is. And I do love food and I love entertaining and having people over for dinners and things like that. So I don't know. You never know. One day I'll come in, I'll be some sort of award-winning chef. You never know, talking about stuff on the show. Not tech, sadly.
If you need to test out anything, we are available. We will support you in your new endeavor.
If you're very nice to me, Natalie, I may invite you to one of my exclusive dinners. Watch this space.
By the way, one more thing before we... Oh, Michelle's got her hand up. I love it when she does
what
that.
What about me and Tim?
Yeah,
you just said, oh, Natalie.
Because Natalie asked nicely, and you have a host of problems with food, which I will not entertain.
Tim, can I come to your house?
You can move in.
You go to Tim's house, you have like a bowl of Cheetos or something over there. That's all you'll get.
At least I'll be welcome.
It's funny, I was eating Cheetos last night.
There we go.
It's like you're filming me. So what's this about yoga? You're doing yoga at lunchtime.
So basically what's happening is as you know, Dubai is launching the 30 Days Fitness Challenge on the 20th of October.
And we're doing it too.
You guys are doing it. Yes. Best of luck. And so I basically decided that I really need to get my game together when it comes to fitness. And I've kind of done this over the years off and on, and I never really took it seriously. And this time I've just said, I'm just going to actually commit to it 100%. I don't care how, you know, crappy I feel or whatever it is. You know, I do apologize to everybody around me who's going to bear the wrath of Nick Rago on the warpath. But basically what's going to happen is my colleague Lynn has somehow coerced me into doing yoga during lunch in our studio in the office for half an hour and then just doing a quick lunch and getting back to work.
You've got a yoga studio.
Well, we have a studio in our office for filming and things like that. And it's big enough for the 2-3 of us to sit and do yoga. So we're going to do that.
Oh, okay, so turn the AC off, get a little bit sweaty.
We're not doing sweat yoga, no, because we have a life. But yes, we're going to be doing normal yoga.
Well, okay. I think good on you and good luck.
I think you should keep us updated when you come in, see if you've stuck to it, because we're doing a little audio diary.
I do have to document it for 5 weeks for Ask Men, so it's going to be hilarious.
Okay. That's like 5 working weeks then you're doing.
Yeah.
So you're actually in sort of 35 days,
yes,
really. Okay.
Yeah. Fun times.
You didn't get the memo of 30 days.
I was like, what, the 30? No, let's just go the extra mile.
That's your mate Lynn stitching you up.
Yeah.
All right, let's start the tech. It's not the tech clinic. I keep thinking it is.
Drive Live Talks Tech.
Thank you. Rubbish Kickstarters. It's where we start today. So, Nick, 100 dirhams to anyone who can tell you how this fits in your mouth.
I mean, that's not a euphemism.
No.
I legitimately want to know how this would fit in anyone's mouth, because it's basically the 2T, all right, or the 2T innovation. It is a toothbrush, right, with, I'm guessing, two heads? How many heads is too many? I don't know.
It's a good point, really. This has got three.
Yeah, this is three. And it's got like two sort of, I guess, oscillating bristles on one head, and on the other hand has one of them. So you have three heads in total, but then two split in half. So it's just trying to explain it to people, I'm getting exhausted. So, how do you brush with this?
Well, this is on Kickstarter. There's a video. This is what it is.
For your oral hygiene, choose the patented toothbrush 2T innovation. The only toothbrush in the world with two heads and horizontal bristles for a proper cleaning as recommended by dentists.
So it's basically like a fork, a two-arm fork. One has one oscillating bristle head. The other has two oscillating bristle heads. That's kind of what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how do you brush with it?
That's a very good question. All I know is they've explained why they believe it's good.
The traditional toothbrush forces you to flex your arm in order to clean the teeth from top to bottom as by proper hygienic practices. And this means fatigue for your limb. With Tutti Innovation, clean your teeth completely and absolutely relax. The old toothbrush creates many difficulties for the internal cleaning of the teeth. With Tutti Innovation, thanks to the extra head, you can easily clean the inner bottom arch for accurate cleaning.
Can I just explain what was just said there for you? Essentially, that was, if it's too much energy to expend cleaning your teeth, this is going to not do that. It's kind of an enhanced electric toothbrush.
It's not. It's the weirdest thing ever.
I've just had another look at it now. And my understanding is that you don't use both ends at the same time. So the double head one is for the upper roof of your mouth and the teeth at the top, and the little ones for inside the bottom and outside the bottom of your mouth. So you've not got to fit it all in your mouth at once.
But
Nick,
then how do you brush when you've got one of the basically the other head like literally whacking against your face as you
They're
brush?
In opposing directions, aren't they?
Yeah, but you're still going to have this brush kind of coming back and forth towards your face as you're brushing.
It's a fork.
It's like trying to
toothbrush.
Put a cord hanger in your mouth.
It kind of is. Well, yeah. If you can get it in your mouth, you probably want to go and sort out your
dislocated
jaw. Was that a challenge? Let's be honest. So it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
All right, one more clip because this was irresistible. Here's what it's got and here's how it works.
Horizontal ergonomic head positioning for proper tooth cleansing. Head number one for upper dental arch, inside and outside, lower outer exterior. Head number two for lower inner arch. Soft and medium bristles with rounded tips. Ergonomic no-slip bilateral handle. Anti-allergic and antibacterial material.
Isn't that great? Music was good.
Groundbreaking.
No, so it's not going to work that. How much money have they got?
Well, they were looking for €20,000 to make this happen, and with 24 days to go, 7 backers have pledged a whopping €130. Which is ridiculous.
So that's the rubbish Kickstarter for today. Nick Rago is here for Drive Live Talks Tech. Any questions for Nick, and I mean anything to do with tech, text us on 4001 or use the free app. Or if you want to call, you can call us on 423-1010.
This is Drive Live with Natalie Lindo-Taylor and Tim Elliott.
And it is Drive Live Talks. We're in technology. Nick Rago's here.
Drive Live Talks Technology.
He's brought cookies, so I've lost interest. All I want is another cookie. Sorry.
It's okay. Yes, I'm absolutely fine. You eat away and we'll talk about tech. Nick, we've had a text in from Abdul. It says, hi, I cannot connect to any search engines and my antivirus has been deactivated. What's the solution?
Abdul, it looks like you've got some sort of malicious software downloaded on your PC, either from an email attachment or visiting a weird website. So the best advice for you to do is to restart your computer into safe mode. I'm assuming you're using Windows. Restart into safe mode. Your antivirus should still be functioning in safe mode. Run a scan then and there and see if it's able to detect any antivirus and malware and remove it immediately.
Okay, how do you restart your laptop in safe mode for anybody that doesn't know?
You're in Windows 10 or Windows 8, just press the start button, type in safe mode. It will give you an option that says reboot. When you click on that, it'll give you a number of options. One of them is restart your computer in safe mode. Click on that and your machine will reboot.
All right then, there you go. Abdul, somebody else texts in, how do you choose the right toothbrush, please, Nick? What do you think about that?
I don't know if we have the expertise to provide advice on toothbrush selection.
Not sure this is a dental show.
I don't
Although
think it is.
We were looking.
Well, it's half food show now. I think
it's well, to
food
me,
tech.
It's 100%.
It's the new fintech. It's food tech.
It could be.
I think they were listening to Rubbish Kickstarter. We're not suggesting buy that toothbrush by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'd say consult your dentist or a good orthodontist. Forthwith.
Works
something
in.
Like that.
Yes.
Text questions for Nick to 4001 or via the free app. I want to ask you about this. And we mentioned this the other day, actually, but this is a warning from the US government, apparently. A key security flaw in Wi-Fi that's been discovered. How worried should we be? This is WPA2.
Yes.
That it stems from,
which,
isn't it?
Yeah, so WPA2 is a security protocol that pretty much 99% of Wi-Fi-enabled devices use to communicate with each other. So whether you're in a coffee shop registering on their Wi-Fi network or you're pairing your phone to your home router, whatever it is, if you have a Wi-Fi-enabled device, chances are at some level it is prone to this security flaw. Now, it's not sort of the reason to go completely crazy and go running around and shutting down all your devices, but you do need to be a little bit wary because this is one of those attacks where the person who's trying to attack needs to be physically close to a router or an access point to actually initiate the attack. So in the meantime, whenever you have any security patches coming through from, say, Microsoft for the operating systems or Apple for your iPhones or from your routers, whatever security patches are coming through in the next couple of days or next week, install them ASAP because that will basically try and clamp down on the security floor and will protect any devices that you have. The people on people are, you know, sort of being encouraged as well to take extra secure precautions. So if you've got, you know, whatever your Wi-Fi password is at home, you if you want, you can change it. But this security floor doesn't necessarily rely on the passwords, so it makes no difference. But some people are just saying, okay, even once you've patched it, change your passwords, make sure you have no unauthorized devices that have been granted access to your router, things like that. So basically just keep an eye on what is connecting to your network is the best advice and install any security patches that are coming out this week.
And that's quite easy to do, isn't it? You just plug your laptop into your router and then look into the menu and you find exactly what's going on,
exactly,
where it's going on.
Exactly. It's not rocket science. It's very simple to do. A lot of modern routers have very user-friendly interfaces compared to what they were back in the day. So even someone like Natalie can do it.
Well, I did wonder that. Is there anyone that can help you if you can't do it yourself? All joking aside.
I don't know if there's anyone particularly you can call, but a lot of the manufacturers would have a support desk you can call and say you can apply
or a step-by-step sort of guide that you could follow. Yeah. Because you're saying it and I'm following it. I'm going, maybe I could do that. But then when it came to doing it, I probably would lose the confidence a bit and think, I'm going to mess this up. So at least if I had like a step-by-step, I could probably get through that myself.
Yeah, most of the
I can follow instructions. That's not a problem.
Most of the manufacturers will have either a step-by-step guide on the router itself or on their website saying, okay, this is a security bulletin. This is how you download and install the firmware and you can just take it from there. It's not that hard to do.
Mm. Okay, one of the other stories you had a look at this week is Amazon patenting a drone design that could charge electric cars on the go. Now, I just can't get my head around this. So the electric car is being charged as it moves.
Yes, so basically this is a drone where if your electric car is running low and you need a quick charge on the go, these drones would be able to seek out your car using GPS and land on top of your car. And basically you'd have connecting pins on the roof of your car. So as soon as the drone kind of landed, the drone is essentially a gigantic battery with propellers. So it would land on top of your car and you'd start charging. When your car was basically reached a sufficient level, the drone would just detach itself and fly back to Amazon's home base to recharge again.
That is quite a clever idea, isn't it?
That's really clever, yeah. That solves an awful lot of problems because the anxiety from thinking, I'm running out of charge, isn't like I'm running out of petrol.
Like I did when I nearly ran out of charge on my Tesla.
I wonder if you pay a premium for the service, though, because it's sort of an emergency refill or refuel. Power up.
Yes, power up on the go. I mean, I'm sure this, at the moment, it's only a patent, so we may not see this tech come at least in another couple of years. But, you know, if you still require a quick half an hour charge or something somewhere, you've parked at a parking lot and there's no, plug-in points to charge your car, then this would be a really cool and relatively easy way to charge your car just so you can get to a proper charging point.
Do you know what it reminds me of? I went out in one of the cars for the Dubai tour and I was sort of in with the manager. So I was in the team car and they sort of as a team of cyclists and there's maybe the fifth one who's not so good or, you know, learning the ways. And he comes back to the team car and he gets all the fruit and the energy bars and the water. And then he cycles up to the front and gives it to the guys at the front. It's like a little emergency power up. But this is just actually a drone doing it rather than a human being.
So hold on a minute. So the not great cyclist has to go back and do all the donkey work, as it were, and then cycle really fast up to the ones that are already racing, hand out the food, and then he gets chucked
and then
back
again.
Yeah,
that's not nice, is it? That's an apprenticeship.
You've got to earn your stripes. Tim,
I suppose you're supposed
in
to
the
do
cycling
really.
World.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's not as good as in gaming though, when if you want to pick up, you know, the power pack or the gun, you just run over it.
Yes,
I mean that's
and
where we want to be, isn't it? With charging,
I want to run over a candy bar and be already eating it. That's the future. Or a cookie.
Something like that, I suppose.
Homemade cookies.
We need to discuss in-car Android, which is something that you've just got up and running in your car.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited. So I finally, I drive a 2007 Nissan Tita, and, you know, while it's a lovely car, it has no Bluetooth, it has no steering wheel controls, nothing. It's the most basic car that I need, and it's really all I wanted. But I really want to have some sort of proper Bluetooth kit in my car. So I've had several over the years, and I finally said, you know what? I want to get Android Auto in my car, because I've driven a lot of cars that now come with Android Auto built in. Mm. And it's a fantastic system, because I have an Android phone, so it can interface with my WhatsApp messages. I can use voice commands to ask, you know, OK Google questions, or get my navigation. Everything works just fine. So I purchased a Pioneer head unit that basically a friend, my colleague Sam, he installed it for me over the weekend, and it's amazing. So all I have to do is, when I sit in my car, I plug in my Samsung S8, Android Auto boots up on the car stereo system, and I have my podcasts, my music, my Google Maps turns up automatically. Everything is just so perfect. And even when I'm driving, I don't have to touch anything. If I just want to make a phone call or whatever, I literally just say, OK, Google, and the car stereo mutes itself and listens to my voice. It's complete hands-free solution.
Tim, you look like you might be sold on this.
I love the idea of this. I think that's great. I really do. I think it's the way forward. It just makes an awful lot of sense. You've got to make it so that people don't sit and look at their phone screen.
Exactly.
It's very simple. Everything should be voice activated.
Yeah, it's perfect.
This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
You're listening to Drive Live Talks Tech.
Drive Live Talks Technology.
Our guest today is Nick Rago. Nick, we have had lots and lots of questions in for you. If I can start with this one from Sarah. Sarah says, how do I get audiobooks here in the UAE?
I tend to buy most of my audiobooks directly from Amazon. And obviously I have my usual podcasting app on my phone, on Android. So honestly, that would be the best place to look for, is just get it off Amazon.
Do you buy a lot of audiobooks?
Not a lot, but a couple of them that I prefer to listen in the car.
Sounded like you did there. I buy my audiobooks from Amazon.
Of all the audiobooks.
All three of them.
I'm weird about audiobooks. The ones I've listened to, it's the same bloke doing all the voices, and I always think, nah, I can't get with it. Don't know what it is.
And also, I need to, but yeah, the person has to have the right voice for it.
Yeah, quite right. It's an it. But if you, I know, look,
Morgan
like
Freeman.
Them.
That's what the, all audiobooks
no,
should just be
no,
Morgan Freeman.
No. Because if it's no.
Two against one, Natalie. You lose.
Every radio station everywhere should just have Morgan Freeman on.
Morgan Freeman FM
and James Earl Jones as well, the voice of Darth Vader. Then we'd all be happy.
Yeah,
the world would be better.
That would. Just
we
work.
Wouldn't have any work, but that does, you know. But who cares?
Okay.
Clearly, you don't.
These are not great suggestions.
So yes, Amazon for your audiobooks. Next question.
All right then. We were talking about cars a few moments ago, Android, and there were a few questions in. I was trying to think. Somebody texted in about why not just have solar roofs on cars, which Fisker does. Fisker, okay. I think, went out of business. Is coming back in. Have you seen the Fisker supercar, electric supercars?
I think I have.
You will have done. Most amazing thing. But the whole roof, essentially, is a great big solar
panel. I was having a conversation with someone as to, so the Tesla vehicles here, they have a transparent roof, so you can obviously look at the lovely sunshine in the sky as you're driving past. But it would make so much sense if those were, you know, solar powered, so you would have, even just as you're driving, a little bit of trickle of electricity coming in from the solar panels. But again, I don't have that much of a background in solar tech to know just how long you need to drive around, you know, with the solar panels under the sunlight to actually give a bit of juice to your Tesla. But it's something to just look at. Maybe you just want to power the lights using the solar roof, something like that.
Somebody will text in a minute and be like, well, I
that's
am
not
in.
How solar panels work.
Well, I am in solar
please,
tech.
Please let me know.
All right, then. What else we got, NLT?
Someone suggested Audible as another source of
audiobooks.
Yeah,
Audible's also really good. There actually are a lot that you can just go online and just use a normal debit or credit card, and you can get everything downloaded. Simple as that.
Now, there was something else that caught my eye that you mentioned, Nick. It was about Alexa.
Yes.
Being able to
my
start.
Favorite.
Yeah, I know. Your love affair with the Alexa. Alexa will now be able to start your car for you.
Yes, this is very cool.
This is also making my brain hurt a little bit because, you can say to Alexa, oh, I'm running, I want to get the car AC going, start the car so when I get in it's nice and cool. Mm. Is that really what's going to happen?
Yes, so you can say, Alexa, start my car and set the temperature for, you know, 18 degrees, and she'll just do that. So
how?
Well,
how?
The magic.
What is this magic?
Magic of the interwebs. Well, presumably this will work for places either if the car has a data sim in it, or you're connected to your home Wi-Fi if you've parked your car in the garage. But basically, Infinity is developing a skill for Alexa, and these are just free add-ons that you can enable on your Amazon Echo device. So where basically you can just say, okay, Alexa, start my car, or, you know, cool it down or heat it up, and she will basically send the signal signal to your account, to your car securely, and then start it up. Obviously, it's the magic of the internet. Now, if people are worried about their kids going, you know, Alexa, start mom's car, whatever, you still have to provide a four-digit PIN to Alexa to authorize it before she will execute the command. So there's that.
So initially in my mind, I thought like everyone's car that we have now, Alexa could do it. I was like, that's really magic, because some cars, I just couldn't get my, this internet of things has just really blown my mind.
Oh, you used it correctly. Well done.
That's really magic.
Who are you and what have you done with Natalie?
Oh, dear me. Here's a device which is out, the Mate 10 Pro. This is Huawei who've put this out. Note 8 owners, beware.
Well, I think it's a very, very competent phone. Abbas is reviewing it at the moment. He was there at the launch a few days ago. It looks really, really good. Good, beautiful finish on it. Fantastic camera. I think if you are a fan of larger phones and you don't necessarily want to worry about having the whole S Pen and things like that with your phone, this is a really good phone to have. It's got some decent specs on it. The only downside is it doesn't have a headphone jack or a micro SD. So there's that kind of bit of a trade-off you have to give. But otherwise, it's got, you know, good internals, a good battery life, and it just looks so, so good.
And good size as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I still think that the whole 5.2 inches is good enough to fit in your hand, but I think some people lean more towards 6 inches, but it's anyone's games, really.
All right, then, Nick Rager's been here from Tech Radar. Nick, nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.